Part 2. Mr. Johnson talks about it at Vevey. Inside the station cafe, it was warm and light. The tables were shiny from wiping, and on some there were red and white striped tablecloths, and there were blue and white striped tablecloths on the others, and on all of them baskets with pretzels in glazed paper sacks. The chairs were carved, but the wood seats were worn and comfortable. There was a clock on the wall, a zinc bar at the far end of the room, and outside the window it was snowing. Two of the station porters sat drinking new wine at the table under the clock. Another porter came in and said the Simplon Orient Express was an hour late at Saint-Maurice. The waitress came over to Mr. Johnson's table.
"The express is an hour late, sir," she said. "Can I bring you some coffee?"
"If it's not too much trouble."
"Please?"
asked the waitress.
"I'll take some."
"Thank you." She brought the coffee from the kitchen, and Mr. Johnson looked out the window at the snow falling in the light from the station platform.
"Do you speak other languages besides English?" he asked the waitress.
"Oh, yes, I speak German and French and the dialects."
"Would you like a drink of something?"
"Oh, no, sir, it is not permitted to drink in the cafe with the clients."
"Have a cigar?"
"Oh, no, sir," she laughed. "I don't smoke, sir."
"Neither do I," said Johnson. "It's a dirty habit."
The waitress went away, and Johnson lit a cigarette and drank the coffee. The clock on the wall marked 9:45. His watch was a little fast. The train was due at 10:30. An hour late meant 11:30. Johnson called to the waitress.
"Signorina!"
"What would you like, sir?"
"You wouldn't like to play with me?" Johnson asked. The waitress blushed.
"No, sir."
"I don't mean anything violent. You wouldn't like to make up a party and see the nightlife of Vevey? Bring a girlfriend if you like."
"I must work," the waitress said. "I have my duty here."
"I know," said Johnson. "But couldn't you get a substitute? They used to do that in the Civil War."
"Oh, no, sir. I must be here myself in the person."
"Where did you learn your English?"
"At the Berlitz School, sir."
"Tell me about it," Johnson said. "Were the Berlitz undergraduates a wild lot? What about all this necking and petting? Were there many smoothies? Did you ever run into Scott Fitzgerald?
Please?
I mean, were your college days the happiest days of your life? What sort of team did Berlitz have last fall?"
"You are joking, sir."
"Only feebly," said Johnson. "You're an awfully good girl, and you don't want to play with me?"
"Oh, no, sir," said the waitress. "Would you like me to bring you something?"
"Yes," said Johnson.
"Would you bring me the wine list?"
"Yes, sir."